Hey everyone, and welcome to The Deep Dive. We're diving into the world of Sulu CMS today.
Sounds good.
We're going to break down what this platform has to offer, whether you're a developer, content creator, or just kind of someone who's interested in what's going on in the tech world.
Right.
And, while we're at it, big thanks to SaveServer for supporting this deep dive.
Yes.
They're the folks to talk to if you need any help with hosting your Sulu projects or just figuring out this whole digital transformation thing.
Yeah.
So go check them out at www.saveserver.dee.
All right. So Sulu, it's an open source content management system.
Okay.
Which basically means it's free to use and developers can kind of, tweak it and make it fit their needs. And it's built on the Symfony PHP framework.
Okay.
Which is known for being really robust and well-architected.
So I get the free to use part, but... being built on Symfony, like, what does that actually mean for someone who just wants to build a website?
So it really does matter, even if you're not like a hardcore developer. No. You can think of Symfony as the engine of a really well-built car.
Right.
It's powerful. It's reliable. It gives developers the tools that they need to build complex applications without having to reinvent the wheel every time.
Gotcha.
So for someone building a website, that means it's going to be a lot smoother running and a lot more secure.
Okay, so it sounds like Sulu gives you this like really strong foundation.
Yeah.
But what about the people who are actually making the content?
Right.
Is this thing user-friendly or are we talking about a steep learning curve?
Sulu is really great when it comes to user experience. Yep. They've done a great job with the interface for content creators.
Okay.
So imagine you need to add a video to a page.
Mm-hmm.
In Sulu, you can literally just drag and drop it right into place.
Really?
You don't need to mess with file uploads or embed codes or anything like that.
That's awesome.
It's really slick.
I've heard Sulu described as a headless CMS.
Yes.
Can you explain what that means and why I should care about that?
Headless simply means that Sulu focuses on managing the content itself.
Okay.
Like the text, images, video, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes that content available through what are called APIs.
Okay.
And so what that means is instead of dictating how that content looks on a website, it lets developers use any technology they want for the front end.
Okay.
So you can think of it as kind of separating the brains from the presentation.
Gotcha.
And this gives you tons of flexibility to create custom experiences.
Okay.
Across websites, apps, even digital signage.
So it's all about like content freedom.
Yeah.
Like not being tied to one specific way of displaying things.
Exactly.
Cool.
And another thing that makes Sulu stand out is that it has a really strong community.
Okay.
Having an active community is a huge plus when you're working with open source software because you can tap into this network of experts and get help when you need it.
Right. So it's kind of like having a built-in support system for your Sulu journey.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So we've got a pretty good sense of what Sulu IS.
Right.
But who's actually using this out in the real world?
Are we talking like small blogs or can it handle, bigger projects?
So Sulu is definitely used by some big names.
Yeah.
You've got companies like WebStores, BV.
Mm-hmm.
They're leading e-commerce agency.
Okay.
And then there's Lip AG,
okay,
which is a really well-known digital agency.
Yeah.
And both of them rely on Sulu for their, big, complex web solutions.
Interesting.
We've even got some quotes from developers who have used it and are really happy with how flexible it is and the great user experience.
That's an impressive list of clients, so it gives me a better sense of the scale that Sulu can handle.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're really going for that sweet spot,
mm-hmm,
between having a lot of power but also being easy to use.
Right.
But does that actually work out in practice?
Yeah.
Like, what's the feedback been like, for people actually using Sulu out in the real world?
The feedback has been overwhelmingly positive.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to the clean code and how developer friendly it is. Frank Klein Korkamp, the head of development at WebStores BV, said that Sulu is ideal for them and their customers because of its flexibility.
Okay. So it's not just marketing hype.
No.
There are real developers out there who are actually excited about using Sulu.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great to hear.
Uh-huh.
Are there any downsides or situations where Sulu might not be the best fit?
Well, our sources don't really mention any limitations.
Interesting.
So maybe that speaks to its versatility.
Yeah, maybe.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Right.
Our sources do mention some recent developments that give us some insight into where Sulu is headed.
Okay, cool. What can you tell us about those?
So in February 2025, they released a preview of Sulu 3.0.
Okay, a new version.
Yeah.
What's so special about Sulu 3.0?
Sisulu 3.0 is really focused on evolving the content storage architecture.
Okay.
What that means is they're making the system even more powerful and efficient behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
which is great news for developers who are building complex projects.
So they're kind of future-proofing the platform.
Yeah.
Making sure it can handle, you know, whatever comes next.
Exactly.
Smart.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else exciting happening in Sulu land?
There is, actually. There's this blog post from January 2025 all about seamless third-party integrations in the back end. Nice. Basically, they're making it even easier to connect Sulu with other tools and services that you might be using.
So if I'm already using, say, a CRM or a marketing automation platform,
right.
I can just hook that right up to Sulu.
Exactly. It's all about making Sulu work well with the other tools you've got.
Mm.
And that saves developers a ton of time and just makes things smoother overall.
This has been a great overview so far.
Yeah.
I think we've covered a lot of ground, but I want to make sure we're connecting all these dots for our listeners.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up this part of the deep dive.
Right. Let's zoom out a bit and see how it all fits together.
Perfect. So we've learned that Sulu is a pretty powerful content management system.
Yeah.
And it's built for both developers and content creators.
Yeah.
It's open source,
mm-hmm.
which means you get the freedom to customize it and extend it however you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's built on that solid foundation of the Symfony framework.
Yes.
Which, like we said before, it's like having a super high-performance engine under the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And Sulu is known for this intuitive, user-friendly interface.
Right.
So content teams can actually enjoy creating and managing their content.
Yeah. And it's a headless CMS.
Right.
So you can use it to deliver content to pretty much any platform.
Yeah.
Websites, apps, you know, those big screens you see at stadiums.
Yeah.
It's really versatile.
And we can't forget about that strong community behind it.
Right. Always there to help out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've talked about what Sulu IS, but how does it actually work?
Okay.
Like, what's the magic behind it all?
So you want to peek under the hood and see what makes this thing tick.
Exactly.
One of the core principles of Sulu is this idea of structured content.
Okay. Structured content. Break that down for me. What does that actually mean?
So imagine you're building a house. You're not just going to start randomly piling up bricks, right?
Right.
You'd have a blueprint
mm-hmm.
with specific plans for each room and the foundation and the walls and everything.
Yeah.
Structured content is kind of like that blueprint for your content.
So instead of just throwing all my text and images into Sulu,
yeah.
I'm creating like organized, well-defined pieces of content.
Exactly. You're defining different content types,
huh.
like articles or products. Events,
mm-hmm.
and each of those has its own set of fields and properties.
Right.
And this just makes your content way more manageable and flexible.
Gotcha. And Sulu being built on Symfony.
Right.
Like, how does that play into all of this?
So Sulu leverages Symfony's really powerful component system
okay.
to make all of this happen really smoothly.
Now, I know we talked about Symfony components before.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing some of our listeners might not be developers.
Right.
So can you give us like a quick jargon-free explanation?
Think of components as like pre-built tools in a workshop. Let's say you need to build a form for your website.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having to write all the code from scratch,
right.
Symfony gives you this form component that you can just plug in and customize.
So it's like a library of ready-made solutions for common tasks.
Yeah.
Okay. Which saves developers a lot of time and effort.
Yeah. Makes things a lot easier.
All right. So besides structured content and Symfony components.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else going on behind the scenes that makes Sulu so special?
Sulu also relies heavily on APIs,
okay.
which are basically like messengers that let different software systems talk to each other.
So APIs are kind of like the glue that holds the digital world together.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Okay.
And Sulu APIs let developers integrate Sulu with all sorts of other systems,
mm-hmm.
like your CRM or marketing automation platform or even like custom applications that you built.
And that's especially important because Sulu is a headless CMS, right?
Right, exactly.
So it's not concerned with how the content is displayed.
No, it's all about managing that content. And then delivering it through those APIs.
Gotcha.
So if you need to pull data from another system into Sulu or send content from Sulu out to another platform,
right.
APIs make that happen.
It's like having a universal translator for all your different tools.
Exactly.
This is really fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together to make Sulu so powerful.
Yeah, and adaptable.
And with Sulu 3.0 on the way.
Right.
It's clear they're not slowing down.
No, they're not.
They're still pushing the boundaries of what a CMS can do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to leave our listeners with something to really think about.
Okay. I like where you're going with this.
We've talked about how flexible and adaptable Sulu is.
Right.
But given all of that, what are some really innovative use cases for Sulu that you can imagine?
That's a great question. So we've seen how it's being used for websites and intranets.
Yeah.
Even really complex web applications.
Yeah. Right.
But with its headless capabilities and its focus on APIs, mm-hmm. it seems like the possibilities are almost endless.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking about? The rise of the Internet of Things.
Oh, yeah.
Personalized content experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even using Sulu to manage data for augmented reality applications.
Wow.
It's really exciting to think about what creative developers and content people might come up with.
Absolutely. Sulu gives you the building blocks, and the only limit is your imagination.
Well said. All right, so on that note of limitless possibilities,
yeah,
we're going to wrap up this part of our deep dive into Sulu CMS.
Oh, okay.
Big thanks again to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Yes. Thank you, SafeServer.
For making this episode possible.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a partner to help you host your Sulu projects, or really for any of your digital transformation needs, go check them out at www.safeserver.yiniaade.
Definitely.
Really gets you thinking about the future of content management.
It does. When you start to think outside of the box of what a traditional CMS can do,
yeah.
suddenly you're not just managing content for websites anymore.
Right.
You're managing it for smart devices.
For personalized experiences.
Yeah.
Maybe even like interactive worlds in AR.
It's exciting to see how a tool like Sulu can actually help make that stuff happen.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about the technical details,
right.
but ultimately it's all about what you can actually create with it.
Exactly. And what I think is really cool mm-hmm. is that Sulu doesn't force you to use any specific technology on the front end.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
So if you love React or Vue.js
right.
or something else entirely,
mm-hmm.
you can use it with Sulu.
Yeah, that's a huge win for developers.
It is.
It lets them use the best tool for the job.
Right.
Okay. I think we've done a really good job of unpacking Sulu CMS today.
I think so too.
We've looked at all the features,
yeah.
the advantages from both developers and content teams.
Mm-hmm.
We even peeked under the hood a little bit to see how it all works.
Yeah.
We even got to dream a little bit about the future.
Wow, that was fun.
We even talked about some real-world examples
yeah.
to show that this isn't just some theoretical concept.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Companies are actually using this to build impressive things.
Absolutely.
And of course, we can't forget about that awesome community.
Yeah, that's huge.
So if you're a developer who's looking for a really robust and flexible CMS,
mm-hmm.
or if you're a content creator who just wants to have a really smooth and enjoyable experience,
yeah,
Sulu is definitely worth checking out.
Definitely.
And with Sulu 3.0 right around the corner,
right.
it seems like there's even more exciting stuff coming down the pipeline.
It's a platform to watch for sure.
Well, on that note,
yeah.
we're going to wrap up this deep dive into Sulu CMS.
Oh.
Huge thanks again to SafeServer for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, SafeServer.
If you're looking for a reliable partner to help you host your Sulu projects,
uh-huh.
or really for any of your digital transformation needs,
yeah.
make sure you visit them at www.safeserver.de.
Definitely.
And to all of you listening,
yes.
thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
We really appreciate it.
We hope you found it informative.
And engaging. Until next time, happy exploring.
Bye, everyone.